Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do a self-inventory and wonder if my hate is still real or as real as it used to be. Mm-hmm. The flashback, I've always said that coaches are the best brainwashers. And when I came to Kansas City, I actually used to like, I wouldn't say I liked the Raiders. I liked Marcus Allen. I liked players specifically. Had nothing crazily against the Raiders, but it is crazy how quick that changed under Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Peterson. And then you just come to a point where you absolutely loathe everything about the silver and black and about their organization and hate playing them. And so there was a high level of vitriol that we had for the Raiders that I don't know if it's there anymore. I feel like maybe the Broncos, you keep hearing about the Chargers, and now with Jim Harbaugh there, I just wonder if I still have that same anger in me. Maybe as the week moves on, it'll start to stir up in me, but I'm just all about getting wins now. We're at 500 again. Let's get some more wins.
Danon Hughes there talking to us on Tuesday, as he always does, at 7:20, talking about the Raiders rivalry, how it has dissipated throughout the years due to records and stuff, but it hasn't. And I treat the Raiders every year the same way that I treat Halloween. And I'll explain. To me, the Raiders are a lot like Halloween to me. I tell myself every year, it's Halloween season, whatever. And then I go to Hy-Vee and I walk down the aisle and I see the combination Halloween trick-or-treat packs. And I'm like, oh, okay, a little bit there. And then I drive down the street and I see the decorations in the front yard of people that actually care about Halloween. Like, oh, it's all Thanksgiving and Christmas. People forget about Halloween. Oh, it's all the Bills and the Bengals and the Broncos. People forget about the Raiders. No, they don't. And here's why. Because, yes, the Raiders aren't a scary team, but they're the Raiders. And Monday you talk about the Lions. Tuesday you talk about the game plan. Wednesday you talk about what the national media is saying. And by Friday, you're ready to stomp the absolute piss out of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And then by Sunday, something happens, right? Max Crosby comes over in the Chiefs huddle. The bus at the end of the game drives around the stadium. Who beat you on Christmas Day that made you feel like garbage, that awoken the season that led to a Super Bowl win? The Raiders. And just like Halloween this year, that's on a Friday, you tell yourself, oh, I don't plan on doing anything Halloween, it's overrated. You find yourself in a stupid costume at somebody's house, having fun, sipping a few back, and going, man, Halloween's kind of fun, isn't it? Just like the Raiders. Hey, they're not the Raiders of the 80s or the 70s. Hell, they're not the Raiders of the 90s. But you know what? By the time the game comes around, you are full in hatred of silver and black. And all three of us are going to be there as fans this weekend. And we're going to get to the game, and you're going to see the guy that's got the Raiders statue out there that gets blown up with fireworks. You're going to see the Raiders puppet that gets drugged behind the car on the way into the parking lot. And you're going to realize that Raider Week is officially back. Just like in 2 weeks from this Friday, you're going to realize, oh, there are kids coming out, ringing my doorbell, asking for candy. Halloween is back. Halloween is here. You may not feel it until it actually gets there, but that's exactly what this Las Vegas Raiders rivalry is to me. Mm-hmm. We know when Thanksgiving is, right? We know it's the last Thursday of November. We know Buffalo is week 9, right? We know that the Raiders are after the bye. Now, we're like, wait a minute. Halloween is coming up and it's on a Friday? Hell yeah, we can do a little bit of something. We got 2 days to recover. I like this feeling again. And that, to me, is what the Vegas Raiders are now, because obviously in Vegas, it's a cheap seat if you want to go watch the Chiefs on the road, from what I've been told. I know it's an expensive in-stadium event, but like, you can get it for a road game for a good seat. It's not really that expensive. And tourists are what watch the Raiders, not what Raiders fans watch.
Right.
So to me, there's a little bit of things in here that cloud it. But by the time it gets here, you're already back for it.
You know, I was thinking about Danon yesterday, and I started to kind of go down memory lane a little bit, because when I went to college in 1995, that was right in the heart of Marty Schottenheimer, right? And Carl Peterson and Lamar Hunt and the hatred for the Raiders. And that's when it really was the biggest, I think, in our lifetime, right? I know, I'm sure there's some octogenarians out there that'll talk about the 60s and, you know, the dude getting up and punching Lenny and all that kind of stuff where, you know, it started. I don't go back that far, right? I go back to Marty and hearing all that all week long during Raider Week, and the way that they got, you know, people fired up. And then, you know, it kind of carried over a little bit with Gunther Cunningham. He yelled at Raider fans, you know, in the tunnel and things like that. And then Dick Vermeil came in and really embraced Raider Week. I think that the hatred, if you will, of the Raiders, though, has kind of died down a little bit now that Carl's not here, Marty's not here, and that Lamar Hunt passed, because that was a directive from their founder, Lamar Hunt, to hate the Raiders, because he always hated the Raiders. And those games were always fun to be at and be in the elevator after those games and seeing Al Davis and Lamar Hunt and, you know, the wonderful Amy Trask, who you see on X all the time and now with CBS Sports. And she was the president of the franchise, taunting me in the press box during those games. Like, it was so much fun back in those days. And then, you know, the Chiefs kind of stunk for a while. Herm didn't really adopt the Raiders as much as Vermeil did. And then whoever came in after him, Haley, didn't. And that new regime clearly didn't adopt it at all. Andy's picked it back up a little bit. I know it's Raider Week. But I think also, too, it's almost like the Raiders were your childhood friend. You had fun with them. You beat up on each other a lot. You fought a lot. At the end of the day, though, you kind of always respected that friend and looked at that friend. And then you became adults and you moved on and things happened. And maybe you don't talk to that friend much anymore and you don't see that friend anymore because there's new friends in your life. The Bengals, the Bills, the whatever other AFC team is a contender for the Chiefs, the Ravens or something like that. And you've moved on. You've upgraded yourself. No longer do you have these friends. But when you see those friends, you still go back to those old days and you still want to kick their ass. And so that's kind of the Raider feeling to me. I like your analogy. Like, this week, it's not going to be the same like it was in the 90s and the early 2000s, where everything was Raider focused and it was a big deal. But when we get to that game on Sunday, it'll be like old times again, and you'll be like, F you, man. You ain't got no riz. Let's go. I mean, like, let's go kick their ass. And if they win like 45-0, you know, 52-7 or something like that, it won't be enough. And we'll all love it because it is against that childhood rival that you had. And now you may have gone your own directions in separate ways, but when you get back together, it's on. And Sunday, it will be on, and we will all want to kill the Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, whatever they are, Raiders.
I just feel that there's always, because I think the Chargers have taken over supremacy of the biggest rivalry in the West. I think Denver has kind of gained some strength just because. And the Raiders have kind of fallen short because they've been a laughable franchise ever since they had that Super Bowl run, and then they lost and Gannon threw 5 interceptions. Yeah. But again, it's, you know, like we had just previously mentioned, you will get to Sunday, and somebody had texted on the text line. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. They said, or is what they said. They're like, have you guys, and maybe other people, are looking past the Raiders?
No.
No, it's just Wednesday, and now we're just now starting to talk about the matchup that is the Raiders. You have your Monday recap, you have your Tuesday, you know, everything's kind of fallen through, and you kind of can breathe after the weekend, and then now Wednesday.
First day of the week.
You start practicing, you start getting game plan, you start seeing the injury reports, start seeing all that sort of stuff, and we know what the Raiders represent, right? We know what they have. They have Ashton Jeanty, the rookie running back, who's not lived up to the expectation maybe people set for him, but he's been good. You look at Brock Bowers, who's been hurt this year. We don't know what his status will be for Sunday. I assume he's going to play. And then they've got this Tucker kid that's a slot receiver that's pretty damn good this year as well. But Geno's been terrible. Mm-hmm. Geno's not been good. And Pete Carroll has not quite yet figured it out in this run of the NFL as a head coach. And you're also coming into Kansas City, a road team, against a team that is starting to get everybody back together. The puzzle is starting to come into its full picture. And it seems like with the 11.5 on the board, Vegas and a lot of people don't think this will be a game. Now, 11.5 to me is still a number that I'm not sure that I like or that I want to even go near or touch. But I also could see this game being that way because of the fact that Andy does have all his toys, right? Andy's got them all, mm-hmm. right? Everybody's got the Andy's name under their boot, right? You got Travis, you got Rasheed, you got Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Judas Smith-Schuster.
Andy's been dreaming of this day for years.
And now it's here.
Yeah.
And what a better time than to stick it to the Raiders with everybody back.
And I like that part, too. But what a better time to stick it to the Raiders because you do have everybody back. For the first time, you know, really, with Patrick Mahomes, he has his full complement of weapons around him, you know, and it's going to be awesome to see what these guys can do together. You mentioned the Chargers. I don't know, for me, and if this, again, personal preference, I don't know that they'll ever be like a true rival to me. I just look at them differently than I look at the Raiders and I look at the Broncos. And if the NFL ever realigned and we saw that realignment with Seattle coming back in, I think that would be a bigger rival, in my opinion, than the Chargers, because I think it would be more fun. But there's something about the Chargers that they feel like that, you know, that team that just doesn't belong with everybody else. The Raiders, the Broncos, the Chiefs, historic, you know, AFL type teams. And I know the Chargers were, but for me, they don't really necessarily fit that mold. And so I think also, too, what we have to realize and understand of going into this game is that if you're the Raiders, you have to treat the Chiefs right now still as a wounded football team. I know they're healthy, and wounded, I mean kind of a mental wound right now with the Chiefs. They're sitting at 3-3. That's not a great spot to be. You look at the playoff predictions, and while everybody says the Chiefs are the best, they're still on the outside looking in. So they're technically, in my opinion, still kind of that wounded team that got off to that bad start that's still trying to find themselves. Now they're finding themselves, and the last thing you want to do if you're the Raiders is give that wounded team a little bit of life. Because if the Chiefs sense that there's blood in the water and they can go out there and put up 40, they're going to go out there and they're going to put up 40 this weekend.
And they've got the defensive front that's still kind of playing with their backs against the wall. They're kind of the odd man out of the group. Like, yeah. Everybody's, you know, hoopron about the wide receivers being back together. Everybody's, you know, excited that Mahomes is back in form. Travis Kelce looks like he's, you know, the vet on the team that everyone thought that he could be if this is the final year. The defense is starting to play a little bit better in the secondary, obviously, with Noah Williams and Trent McDuffie having that 1-2 combination as well. And then it's like, okay, what's the D-line going to do? You have a wounded duck. You have a team that has not the greatest offensive line. You have a guy and a quarterback who's thrown 9 interceptions in 3 weeks. We don't know if he's going to continue to be the starter for the Raiders moving forward. And Pete Carroll's kind of lost.
Who
did
we say their backup was again?
Looking it up.
It wasn't Mariota.
No, he's in Washington.
No, he's playing great. Oh, yeah, Kenny Pickett.
That's right.
Kenny P.
Yeah.
So,
yikes.
Do we see Kenny Pickett this weekend?
Well, it doesn't make you better, does it? No. but just to do something different.
At some
different.
Point in yeah. the game, like, yeah, I think Geno so, looks yeah. lost because...
I mean, if it's 28-0 and we're going into halftime, how do you not roll Kenny Pickett's ass out there to start the second
and
half?
And he's thrown a couple of picks. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe there's a defensive touchdown in there. But if they score a defensive touchdown, it could be 35-0 before halftime. Mm-hmm. Right now, I know it's not going to be like that, but I'm hoping it is. I hope for the first time really since the Bears game and that Raider game where they blew the doors off them, you know, right around Christmas time a few years ago. When was the last time we had a breather as Chiefs fans, really? Because I didn't consider last Monday night a breather. I was in that thing intense to the end. Till that clock went to zero, I didn't look at that as a breather, even though the score would indicate it.
I'd say week 4.
Was that the Baltimore one? Yeah, that was a relaxing game. But even still, I didn't feel like I want to feel like where I kick back and I know with 8:47 to go in the first quarter, this effort's over.
Yep, and we're dancing in the stands.
And you're making out. Yeah.
I'm making out.
With anybody. You don't care who it is at this point in time. Mac's been on the bus. He's like, hey!
I've been pounded this week. I'm excited for the bus.
Mac's got an upside-down pineapple underneath his bicep, obviously. did it wrong. He got the tattoo of his arm behind him. It was supposed to be right side, but came back. Yeah. No, I think that this is, you know, because in my reference, like, this is not a look-pass game whatsoever. No. This is a get-fully-right game because mm-hmm. you're getting ready to have two bangers on your schedule with Washington coming to town, and then you go to Buffalo. and Buffalo also wounded. I mean, I think Colin Cowherd yesterday was talking about how maybe the championship window for Buffalo is closing, and we don't realize it yet.
No, I did.
Right? Like their wins against opponents are 3-21.
I mean,
it's not impressive. They've lost two games in a row. They head to a bye week with heavy hearts. And, you know, I would assume they get it right with who they have at quarterback and everything like that. But again, this is a game where the schedule just happens to lay this way for you, where the Raiders come to town and you get everything right. And if this is a game where you can trust your offense and the aggressiveness that we've seen from Andy Reid the last couple of weeks, then you put that combination together. It's like, hey, D-line, we're still talking about you. Mm-hmm. Go wreak havoc. Go make it even worse. And let us get the ball. Don't let them cross the 50 and put this game on ice by the time the second quarter hits a 2-minute warning. And we're looking at the clock at Arrowhead Stadium going, it's 24-3?
Yeah, right.
And we still have to play two more quarters? All right, the minute I see Gardner Minshew going in, I'm beating traffic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Ralph will pull the bus out like that. Mac will be left behind making out in the crowd. But,
hell yeah.
But,
right home with us.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is what I've considered, you know, kind of in my own head for a while now. This is opening night for the Chiefs. You know, when you have that big Broadway show that's going to open opening night, it's big. Everybody's in tuxedos. You're looking good, excited. You're putting your best foot forward. This is their best foot forward. Week one wasn't their best foot. They had injuries, right? They had guys suspended. They didn't have the full complement of players, the whole nine yards, out of the country, all that stuff. This now, to me, we've had 6 weeks of dress rehearsals, right? This now is opening night. This is what we've been waiting for. I'm getting goosebumps talking about this.
Me
but
too.
But this is opening night. This is what we've been waiting for since that Rashee Rice injury happened some, you know, 400 days ago in Los Angeles. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. This is the moment that Patrick Mahomes has been waiting for. This is the moment Matt Nagy and Andy Reid have been waiting for. This is the moment that I've been hearing about for years. When we get all these guys back, the full complement of players, we can go bombs away. We can do what we want to do. Sunday is opening night for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a brand new show. It's a high budget show. You expect great kind of, you know, effects to take place and all that kind of stuff. So I think on Sunday, because it is opening night, we are going to see an unbelievable performance out of this team. It just happens to be against arguably their biggest rival in the history of the free world. And they're going to go out there and I think execute like we've never seen them execute before, because they've been waiting for this day. They've been thinking about this day. They've been praying for this day. They've been anticipating this day. And now it's here. Now you go out and you execute and you show us what we've all been waiting for. And we leave that Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday knowing damn well that we are the best team in the NFL. And no one can doubt that.
I know that I'm hard. No chance they introduce the defense this week for pregame intros?
Well, I think you go offense this week with Rashee Rice. Yeah, yeah.
So I would say, can we hypothetically say it goes in this order for the last three? Travis Kelce? Then Mahomes, then Rice?
No, I go Rice, Mahomes, Rice, Kelce, Mahomes. You always got to do Mahomes
quarterback last.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Even
yeah.
when the situation's special?
Yeah. I'd like Rice to be last, so I agree with you.
It'd be
I would
fun.
Love that.
Yeah, it'd
and
be
now,
fun.
Returning at wide receiver, number four, yeah. Rashee Rice.
He just posted a pretty hype video on Twitter.
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, he's pumped, man.
Yeah, he's ready, man.
Team's ready, too.
Everybody's ready for this. Like I said, this is the moment they've been waiting for. I don't know that I can put that into words enough without just saying, trust me, guys, this is the moment they've been waiting for. Because I've been hearing about this moment for 2 years from people in the organization.
Maybe this is inappropriate, but would this not be a great flex if Rice Ubered to the game?
Can I take it one step further
sure.
then? Uber to the game with an Uber sponsorship.
that's a good move.
It makes you look like you've learned. It's a stab to everybody else and to all those sarcastic ass memes that we've seen all week.
Yeah.
To me, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, look at Rashee Rice. He Ubered to the game. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. A little self-deprecating, poking fun. I think it's great.
Even my daughter thought it was an excessive suspension. She's like, really? For that? I can give him two. So, yeah. Like, everybody is ready. Everybody is ready. The fans are ready. The coaches are ready. The players are ready.
Mahomes
hasn't
gone to bed yet.
No, he hasn't.
He's just sitting there like, what is it, Allen in the Hangover doing all the algorithms and stuff. Like, okay, over here for 5 yards, out here for 15 if I wanted to. We could also sit him on a stretch.
No, him and Reed have been on the phone all week already, FaceTiming, getting excited. They probably just call each other and giggle.
I'm telling you guys.
Like Ron Swanson giggles, you know, like, they hang up on each other like, I can't put it into words enough how excited and how much they've been anticipating this day. which is Sunday, for this offense to be at this level. It's been something they've been dreaming about for 2 years now.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, when I was there Sunday night at the presser and they asked about Rashee Rice, Mahomes, I mean, you could see his eyes light up, dude. And he was just like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited. We're going to have fun. I mean, it's like your cilantro lime rice, Dusty. You've been telling me about your cilantro lime rice. It's like Chipotle. It's like Chipotle. We've been telling people, no, the Chiefs are back. Trust me, the Chiefs are back. And then you try the rice. You're like, damn, that's better than Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to try it for the first time this Sunday. And they're going to see, oh, this is better than the old Chiefs.
Well, it is better than the old Chiefs.
Yeah, this
is the best team that they've ever had. I know that's people are going, what? From 1 to 53 on the roster,
right.
This is the best roster that this organization has ever had. And they're going to put it on display finally. I sound like the guy from The Cow. Finally! It was finally, right? Finally! And I can't do it again if I wanted to. But finally, we get the opportunity to see what we've been waiting for. And we get to open our gifts and we get to be just wowed by an offensive performance that they've been waiting to unleash for a long, long time now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Somebody says wrong. That might not be the best look from a PR perspective, or it could be.
What's wrong with taking an Uber to a game?
Nothing. Just make sure you tip them. So I will say this. It is the return of Rashee Rice. He is back again. Two different song title theirs. But we asked you the question because it is rice. What is the best type of rice? White rice, Spanish rice, combination fried rice, or cilantro lime rice? 185 votes are in. Combination fried rice leading at 46.5%. Cilantro lime rice at 25.9%. Spanish rice at 15.1%. And white rice at 12.4%. A lot of diverse people out here.
Very diverse, but the white rice is interesting, and it should be last, as we've stated, because everything else becomes what rice, white rice wasn't, right? We take white rice and make cilantro lime rice. We're doctoring it up to make Spanish rice. We're doctoring it up to make fried rice because white rice sucks. It's just like plain white rice is like, that's why we have all these other great combinations.
Four comments in the post for the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll on X. First comment, Jerry.
Good one.
Second one is
Anselmo. He eats rice pudding because he's old.
Hello America.
Numbers two is where's the love for the long grain wild rice?
Man, wild rice is exceptional. I love wild rice.
It's a good one.
Jonathan gets it. Jonathan Kessinger gets the poll question. Third response, Rashee.
Yes.
And then Riverboat Khan coming in with a fourth comment of broccoli cheddar.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
nice.
That's one
underrated.
You make that rice. Yeah,
yeah. It's
you
one made of my staples.
Yeah.
Long grain wild rice or rice pilaf. I do like that.
Rice pilaf's another good one, man. There's so many good rices out there.
Pilaf. Never had it. Okay. What about dirty rice?
Dirty rice is
dirty
really
rice
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like the ground beef rice mix, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody said jambalaya.
Jambalaya, really good.
Yes.
Jambalaya.
Had enough of that for my entire life after going to New Orleans.
I was watching something the other day, guys, totally off the subject about Louisiana and all these people dying real young down there. And I just remember that Uber ride we had, right? With it, and they were talking about like, it was Aerial America, actually. And it was, they were talking about the state of Louisiana and the death rates down there being so high. And I'm like, God, that woman who was driving our Uber told us like everybody dies in Louisiana at a young age because, well, they eat like, you know,
fried food.
Everything is terrible down there for delicious, but terrible. Yeah. And then they have all these like oil refineries and whatnot down there that are putting pollutants into the air. They're all inhaling that. They're all dying from cancer down in Louisiana.
I mean, combination fried rice is a staple, especially when you get a Blackstone or a skillet and you start cooking it.
Oh, I made some the other night.
Damn. God, that's good. Combination.
Which favorite barbecue sauce is yours? Because there's eight different flavors of that Japanese barbecue sauce.
Oh, you're talking about the Japanese barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I think the original is the best, quite honestly.
They're all good.
But I think the original, like usually
I like the spicy.
The spicy. I don't know that I've had the spicy one yet. But I like the original one a lot. Those things are really good. Get them at Hy-Vee. They got like eight different flavors of these Japanese barbecue sauces. Phenomenal at fried rice.
Binkley just sent me a picture of Rashee Rice's shoes this week.
Oh.
They are...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh my gosh, they're perfect. I'll see if you can let me tweet this out. One simple ingredient, rice, is on the heel. They are yellow with a Minute Rice logo on the side that says rice, and then it says premium rice with a scoop of white rice on the toe.
Now he's got to go back out there and back it up, right?
Yeah.
That rice truck. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. And then a friend of mine, Alex, she says fried rice, duh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.